potentially fatal horse disease known as pigeon fever. This is Hoofbeat on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Mark Russell, assistant professor, equine extension at the University of Arkansas, says the horse disease pigeon fever seems to be found in those areas of the country where it's hot and dry or experiencing a drought.
Well, basically, it's a swelling of the pectoral muscles. You know, you'll usually see it most often, but not necessarily, most often around the front of the chest. You also can see it around the underside of the belly. As far as how the horse is acting, they're probably going to walk a little bit stiffer. They're going to, you'll be able to tell just by looking at them. They're going to be a little more lethargic. They're just going to have an overall look of not feeling real well.
Now, is this a disease that we find more in the South rather than other parts of the country, or can it be anywhere?
Well, it's proven that it can almost be anywhere, but I think where we're seeing it, where originally, or I will say most historically, we've seen it more out west. The further west you went, it seemed like the more you would see it, the more dry climate you would get into, the more you would see it. And over the last year or so, there was parts of the South, including Arkansas, and most of Texas and Oklahoma that went through a dry spell, sort of a drought. And that's where it seems to be bred a little more is the drier climates. And so that's a good indication or maybe a good reason why we saw more of it here in Arkansas.
Can horse owners take any type of precaution?
There's no vaccines or anything like that. It boils down to just overall care of not just your horse, but your place. You know, it's always a good idea just in general to keep your place clean, you know, keep it where you know, there's no standing water and you've disinfected stalls on a fairly regular basis, your bridles, your reins, anything that touches the horse. If you can keep it as clean as possible, that's sure going to help. There's nothing that guarantees anything.
So if we detect something not right, what can we do? What should we do?
The first thing that should be done is go ahead and contact your vet and try to get them into your vet. If it's with other horses, do what you can to isolate that horse from the other ones to try to prevent the other ones from getting it, I think would be the first things that you can do.
Is it always fatal?
No, rarely, very, very rarely. 99 times out of 100, it's not fatal.
Mark Russell at the University of Arkansas. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.